Coach, the decision to start Connor here today and evaluations of his performance.
He was good, solid, didn't let pucks get away from him that we couldn't understand in front of him. A couple of nice touches with the puck on handoffs. A tough game to play, get three shots in the first period and all the emotion of your first NHL game. But he looked nice and solid in the net. You know, not a tremendous amount of work, but a good game.
What did your team do well in that first period?
Well, it was, for me, it was the whole night. I mean, there was one kind of scrambled D zone in the second period that came off a neutral zone turnover, but everybody played the exact same game regardless of skill level. They were under the puck and on the puck and took care of what we needed to take care of first, and whatever we got off it for offense after was secondary in the game that we played, and we can play that game well.
Connor said, not much emotion, no emotion, just another game. Should we believe him?
Oh, yeah, take it to gospel. It's gospel truth, he's telling you. I would hope that for him, maybe in his preparation, maybe there's some mental strength there that he was able to get that into his head ingrained, that it is just another game, but you only ever get one of those. You only ever get your one first game, and he gets to remember it. He was strong, and the team was strong in front of him.
How much does the element of a fresh goalie who's never played a game enter into your room in terms of the focus your entire team had tonight? Is that some factor?
It may be, I think, maybe a secondary factor too. But I think that we, you know, some leadership going on in there, because you've got some veteran guys who have pretty high point totals, you know, Wheeler and Little, and they were under the puck and on it, and they were leading by example. We just did the things that we need to do to be successful. The only way I can, best way I can describe it is I understood the game that we played today from the bench, and the players did too. Everybody was where they were supposed to be, and if there was a mistake, it was easy to figure out where the mistake was, and there wasn't any cheat in our game.
When did you let him know, and what was his reaction?
Yesterday afternoon, he had a smile on his face and pretty excited.
Matthew Perreault was telling us yesterday that he needs to shoot more. Is that, you see that maybe as a weapon on your power play?
Well, it was in the past. I think, he had pretty good assist totals, so he's always, and he's got good, you know, he's got some shooters. And he's always looking at shooters. Laddie's in front of the net, but Little and Bufflin and Wheeler there that'll put the puck at the net. So he needs to shoot it when he gets the chance to shoot it. We don't need to keep working and working and working for a better shot. And we had a perfect net front screen, and he can pick corners.
What do you think it meant for Ehlers to get that goal, not only because of the drought, but because he passed on the 2-on-1 earlier in the
really show? Important, I think, more because he was skating tonight. You know, the speed that we saw earlier in the year, I actually started to see it in Washington again. I think our whole team is starting to, again, skate better. And he played as good a defensive game as anybody else in that lineup tonight, so it's good feedback for him to play that game. He's going to get his chances.
Every game's important, but does this one maybe get a little extra check mark?
No, this game was important because of how it was played, not the result. I mean, it was played in a way that you can say that that's our game. That's the game that we can have some confidence in. So the result's almost secondary. If that game hadn't turned out that way, but we had played that well, we'd be trying to play the same game tomorrow night.
You haven't gone back to your goalie in back-to-backs yet this year? Are you tempted at all? Or
we're going to talk about it on the plane. I want to watch the game first. I think sometimes you watch a game, you realize that a goaltender had to work a lot harder than you think he did from the bench, just in terms of movement and plays that almost went in that he was moving on. So I'm going to watch the game first, and then I'll decide.